The Zimmerman verdict has reverberated far beyond Florida. This afternoon, President Obama released a statement acknowledging strong passions over the verdict and asked, quote, every American to respect the call for calm reflection from two parents who lost their young son. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports that many are trying to make sense of a case that sparked a national conversation on race and gun laws.
It wasn't intentional, but the NAACP happened to be holding its annual conference in Orlando at the time the Zimmerman verdict was announced. Dominique Tuggle, attending from New York, said she is still reeling.
Completely innocent verdict was the last thing that I thought the jury would come back with, so it was shocking and very upsetting, and I couldn't bring myself to watch the news or to go on any social media networks because it was too upsetting.
Also attending the conference was Wes Hall from L.A. He allowed that a lot of people were upset, but pointed out the jury often hears things the public isn't privy to.
We don't know all the evidence. We can watch the trial, but when you get in that deliberation room and all those facts are laid out in front of you, that's when the true justice happens. And it's not over. Just because we have a verdict now does not mean that this story is over.
The question now for many is, where do we go from here? On Sunday morning, the Talking Head news panels were full of questions about lessons learned from the Zimmerman trial. MSNBC host Reverend Al Sharpton, active in this case from the beginning, pointed out that issues like racial profiling and Florida gun laws go beyond this specific verdict.
None of us went to the trial. We were not dealing just with a narrow trial. We always were dealing with broader questions here, and that's where we need to go.
The place a lot of people decided to go was church. Outside West Angeles Church of God in Christ, Eric Richardson said people beyond the black community view Trayvon Martin death with concern and anger.
You know it's serious when white folk get in it, because there was a lot of white people out there marching for Trayvon Martin. So that means that, you know, we're not talking about it's a black thing. You had people of all colors out there that were marching for this young man and for justice for him.
A few miles away at Trinity Baptist Church, the men's choir sang a reassuring hymn as congregants took their seats in the sanctuary. During the service, worshipers prayed not only for the Martin family and their son, but for Martin's killer, and for people to remain peaceful in the verdict's aftermath. As folks filed out after the service, Reverend William Code said he prayed for peace, but he wasn't worried about retaliation. Not in the sense of violence, anyway. Reverend Code did believe George Zimmerman might feel haunted by having caused Trayvon Martin's death.
One thing you cannot do, you cannot get away from what you have done.
Out in the parking lot, Trinity's pastor, Reverend Alvin Tunstall Jr., said Trayvon Martin's death resonated yet again when his youngest son turned 20 recently and told him, well, I made it.
And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, we all knew that you were always concerned that we wouldn't make it through our teen years.
Now, his boys have done that, but Pastor Tunstall says his thoughts are with the others he also wants to grow into adulthood. Yes, he says, the Zimmerman verdict is disappointing, but like Martin Luther King, he has faith that the arc of the universe, while long, will eventually bend toward justice. Pastor Tunstall doesn't regret urging his congregation to extend mercy to George Zimmerman, even as he hopes for eventual justice for the Martin family.
We want mercy and justice, and I think God is able to do both.
Here on Earth, there will be rallies around the country tonight in support of the Martin family. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.